In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Yesterday, I spoke very directly at the first greater blessing of the holy water, and many of you came afterwards and told me that you paid attention to the prayers and how much of a difference it makes. For some, it was the first time that they actually connected with the prayers. These direct words we shouldn't need to say all the time. But this is a spiritual question. For we know from the parable of the sower that the evil one comes to take the seed away from the heart. He distracts us, whereas the holy angels, as assistants of the Holy Spirit, try to plant the words deeper into our hearts. For this reason, in today's epistle reading, we heard the Holy Apostle tell us that the Spirit has richly come forth upon us now at the coming of the Lord and at His baptism, because of His baptism. This is one of the greatest feast days of the year. On this feast day, we receive sanctification and cleansing. And as we said yesterday, let us hear the voice of the hymnographer who says, "Come." For those of you who want, receive the spirit of wisdom, the spirit of understanding, the spirit of the fear of God. And the Spirit refers to the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit Himself shall teach you all things, as our Lord tells us, as long as we, of our own will, decide that we want Him to help us. And those three things are crucially important for us: knowledge, wisdom, and the fear of God. If we had knowledge, life would be so much easier for us, because we'd make the proper connections. If we had wisdom, we would have true discernment. And if we have the fear of God, it will teach us many things. Reverence and fear of God brings us to a higher understanding. Today, the host of this holy feast is Saint John the Baptist, leading us as we chanted at the service of the ninth hour. But of course, it is the feast of the Master. Our Master, our Lord, goes to St. John to be baptized, and St. John says something which we all need to hear. "I have need to be baptized of you, and comest thou unto me." Wisdom and understanding teaches us at least a little something concerning our Lord, and that is that His ways are past understanding, past searching. Why is it that the Lord made such a point in humbling Himself so much? We've heard it so many times, but spiritual contemplation will help us to understand it. The words need to settle in our hearts. That God is unapproachable in essence. The angels tremble before Him. Cherubim with two wings cover their faces before Him. And now He becomes approachable, not only approachable, but with all of these points that He makes in humbling Himself, we are in awe, we are amazed. Why is it that He was born in a cave and in a manger? And how is it now that the unapproachable God comes to us and appears to us? For this is the important word of the feast, epiphany, the appearance of God. And St. John trembles because he has spiritual understanding. And our Lord is baptized, and it says in Scripture, straightway He came out of the water, signifying the full immersion. And the Spirit descends like a dove, and the voice of the Father is heard, and that's why the Holy Trinity is made manifest on this feast day. For here we have the scene of all three, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, pouring out grace, love, and mercy. "And though your sins be as scarlet, I will make them white as snow," we heard in the Old Testament reading yesterday. Cleansing is the purpose of this holy feast. "Wash you, be, make you clean." Let us who are sprinkled and who have been sprinkled with this holy water, now prepare yourselves to receive the great gift of the Holy Spirit, of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. And prepare ourselves for Holy Communion, for the Holy Eucharist, with compunction of soul, with humility of heart, crushing the old man who's always justifying himself or always exalting himself. Let us take that exalted man, that old man, and present before him God who abased himself, who bows the head underneath the hand of the forerunner, Creator. And by his grace, we will be truly sons by adoption. This grace can really penetrate into our hearts, into our minds, into our beings. If only we do the simple task of humbling our hearts and following the example of our Master, Jesus Christ. St. Macarius of Egypt, in his beautiful book, where he articulates the spiritual life so beautifully, says one thing which is so significant, which we need to hear about again and again and again. I have done all this for you, says the Lord, and you can't struggle for yourself. He's given us everything, all that we need, and he just waits with such joy to give us of himself. Do we understand the gift? He's not giving us some type of a blessing. He's giving us a part of himself. That's how much he loves us. He wants us to be one with him. And we must be one with one another, lifting up our prayers to God. So now, here we are again in the liturgy, but specifically at this holy feast of the Theophany, where the Holy Trinity is made manifest. And let us ask ourselves, is the Trinity manifest to me? Have I been deemed worthy to receive the grace? The only way, my beloved, the only way is the way of humility, the way of Jesus Christ. Let us not lose heart if we see that we have too much pride. But let us understand what the purpose of the Church is. The Church is a hospital for the proud, for the sick. Let us remember the words of Saint Cinglitiki that we heard yesterday. The angry man, the malicious man, is in a worse state than the fornicator. For the sins of the soul can be worse than the sins of the flesh, although they are closely connected. Let us run to the hospital, because we will have to answer to God, having all of these things before us, if we do not take advantage of them, and especially if we reject them, we are not worthy of him. All we can do, my beloved, is beg him to help us. There are many dangers along the road. There are many traps that the devil has already schemed before us. We cannot do this without him. Let us learn how to pray. Let us accept the spirit of wisdom, the spirit of the knowledge of God, and the spirit of the fear of God. And together let us pray, O Holy Spirit, come and enlighten our hearts, and grant unto us to pray as we ought. For as Scripture tells us, the Holy Spirit himself shall teach you how to pray as you ought. Unto the one God and Trinity, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, be glory, honor, and adoration unto the ages of ages. Amen.